Music is a very, very powerful medium. You hear a song, you remember where you were the first time you heard that song. I remember going home after a November 7th, 2009 hockey game against Robert Morris. Yeah, I had to look up the dates, but I do remember going home from the game. Beaver swept Bobby Moe that weekend, winning 2-0 and 6-1. Got home that Saturday night, turned on the TV. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 25th anniversary concert was on TV. U2 and Fergie singing with Mick Jagger. Powerful stuff. Bruce Springsteen singing with Sam Moore. Mind you, Sam Moore was 75 years old at that time. From Sam and Dave, the Blues Brothers fame. The Boss and Sam Moore sang a pair of songs that, quite honestly, I was brought back to last night. Hold On and Soul Man. Bemidji State held on last night, played a great first two periods, held on in the third. That third period, and last Saturday's third period, showed a lot of heart and soul. This Bemidji State men's hockey team might just be on to something. I won't deem the power play to be fixed, but these last two games, certainly it's looked really, really good. Loft over to the right side circle. Carter Jones up top. Shot and a goal! Jackson Judding inside the pipe and in. Bemidji State leads 1-0.
Took 38 seconds on the power play, and I don't think it touched the St. Thomas stick in that entire time.
Then how about a first career goal for Jake McLean? Picked up by the Beavers, Logan Atchison crosses the red line and sends it the rest of the way up the ice.
Turned over behind the net. Centered right out in front. That was on his stick for the blink of an eye.
Well, it's the old goalie behind the net thing, Brian, and a turnover misplayed and a pass king rocketing it out. I think it's going to be Jake McLean's first goal as a Beaver.
And another power play goal, this time the game winner. Leighton Road circling the offensive zone. Corcoran and Polkamp switch up spots. Power play at for 15 seconds. Polkamp feeds Angstrom, who goes down below the goal line for Leighton Road. Road circles back up top. Shoot, scores!
That thing had eyes. Leighton Road, top of the circles, makes it 3-1.
Play seems to have been fixed a little bit last week, and then tonight they're doing well.
Wasn't perfect, wasn't pretty at times, but the Beavers held on and showed an awful lot of heart and soul. This was Coach Saratori talking about last Saturday's win.
Well, we did a lot of good things. It's good that, you know, I think it makes believers out of the guys. And hey, believers out of the guys, coaches, fans, everybody.
This was Coach Saratori talking about last night's win.
Not only the shots, but I thought time of possession, scoring chances, there's a lot of things. But it was 1-1, that's hockey. And so now you got game on.
The Beavers held on and showed an awful lot of heart and soul. If you've never watched the 25th anniversary of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concert, urge you to do so. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, fabulous live. Sam Moore, at 75 years old, looked like a kid again, running around on stage. Can the Beavers make it a clean sweep of the St. Thomas Tommies? We'll find out next. Quarter of our pregame show, here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The great Sam Moore!